what can I do? My dear, to catch your ear, I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian, Marion. Heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion. Madam Librarian.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. If you didn't figure it out by now, that wonderful theme music means our librarian friends are here from the Pleasant Hill Library in Hastings, and we're always so excited to hear what's going on. Jill Bambanick is here, and so is Megan Conan, and we are going to get caught up with them.
Hello,
hello. Hello, hello.
Oh, so good to see you both.
Good to see you.
So first of all, gosh, you had a busy summer, I heard. Let's hear all about it.
So should we start with the stats?
Take it away, Megan.
Let's just blow you away with some numbers first and foremost. So 65 programs throughout May, June, July, and August.
Okay, stop. Breathe. What?
Thank you. That's what I was saying.
65 programs.
65 at the library around town. Here's one more for you. 5,524 attendees.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I cannot believe that's a successful summer, I think.
It is really a wonderful summer.
Mm-hmm.
And of those 5,000 people, what were some of them doing? Like, give a recap of some of the programs you had.
We, of course, had story times and events at the library, sort of our old faithfuls, Mighty Machines. We had big trucks at the library. But we also got to go to National Night Out, which is another yearly event. We did get to go, though, for the first time, at least that I can recall, that I've been a part of.
In years.
The Pride event for the Hastings community down at Levy Park. That was amazing. That was an absolutely special day. So that was new. And then we are back representing the library at Rivertown Days, which is also a long time coming.
We were back. We had an amazing booth. Megan was here, there, and everywhere this summer. I want to say she upped our booth game, if there is such a thing. We got named Best Booth and Show at National Night Out.
High honor.
One of our Friends group members, of course.
Yes, I mean, we were giving away books, candy, we had craft tables, hoops that you could shoot some balls through. I mean, we basically just had everything you could think of to make it a fun experience and to be a part of a bigger picture of community engagement.
And I think you probably still encountered people that have not been to the library.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And what was that like?
Kind of a special moment to be able to have that conversation, because often when I talk to people that haven't been to the library, it's more like, oh, I have overdue fees. Well, we don't have those anymore. We don't have daily fines.
Let's say that again and again and again.
Again and again. Don't be afraid to come in if you think you owe a fine.
Don't.
Come in. We don't charge them anymore, and we're very forgiving of outstanding fines.
So that's the first thing we get to share often for that conversation. And the next is, well, but there's quiet old lady whispering hush right at the line, and you're like, well, no, I mean, we're a community space, really.
Be quiet to you.
Thank you. I mean, hello,
you let me in, so I mean, how quiet can it be?
We are not quiet people. I mean, of course there are study rooms and you can like have your quiet moment, but like also just today I had one of the most rambunctious story times that we've ever had, and so people were screaming and laughing and having fun. So like another piece of news I get to share when people are like, what is the library even for me? Like, what is this? And what's the library in 2025 even look like? You can be like, well, it's a part of your community. You've got rooms that you can reserve, technology that you can use, 3D printers, things like that. So I, in a weird way, I don't mean to sound too bizarre here, but I love when people say that they haven't been to the library for a minute, because then I get to share what it's really like in 2025. And that's such a great conversation.
Do people ever just come in for a tour?
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Or, you know, we have a nice new display mount in our lobby now with all kinds of community information. So people will come in to grab that kind of thing and then come in and have a conversation or find out what else we have to offer. And I would like to say we had an amazing youth craft fair this summer. We had 61 vendors.
That's another record.
On the lawn at Pleasant Hill. These are children.
Yep. Right.
With beautiful creations to sell. They're little entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I had a kid tell me, well, I cleared this, but this was what I had into it. So this is really what I took home. I'm like, okay, he's got a business plan, clearly.
Totally. Like little spreadsheets.
Yeah, it was just such a lovely day to see all these children out on the lawn mm-hmm. with just such joy, and the community supported them grandly and purchased their items.
Exactly. So that's another thing that happened this summer, too. Beautiful craft fair. We were here, there, and everywhere. Which
Hastings
is,
Family Service. We were part of their school supply giveaway. We had a table in the lobby for 4 days, connecting with people, connecting resources with people, connecting with people, some who had, again, not been to the library before. And then we see them in the library, and that has got to be just the best full circle moment that I can think of.
Yeah. For sure.
It was a busy summer. When we had a moment to catch our breath and actually crunch those numbers, it felt worth it. Because when you're in the middle of it and running around program, you don't always have that moment of, okay, take a deep breath. This is why we're doing it. But to look at that, it clicked. It was like, oh, that's why. That's why we're out and spreading the word about all
Megan
the resources.
Megan was in Levy Park doing her story times right down by the river.
I mean, listen, how much time do you have to rehash everything we did this summer? It was an epic summer in the best way.
Well, and you are still continuing with all the epic programming that you have going on right now. Who wants to give a little sneak peek about some of the fall and winter
We're both
things?
Pointing fingers. You, me,
I
go
can
for
do a
it.
Brief. Megan
Absolutely.
Will do the kids stuff, but I'm just going to do a brief what we've got coming for teen programming coming up. We have recycled book art on September 29th.
Okay, what's zombie. That? That's exciting.
That is making art out of recycled parts of books, creating things. There's an amazing, like, there's books about this. Mm-hmm. There's books about what you can make out of books. How does that sound?
Wow.
We're doing Zombie Barbies on October 29th. Yep. That's like taking Barbies and zombifying them.
Stop it.
It's
oh my
so
gosh.
Cool.
We have iLab Mentor there on every other Tuesday. We have a sewing mentor on their Saturdays to help people with sewing skills.
Well, let's talk about this. You have sewing machines at the library.
We have two sewing machines at the library.
And you told me one point they are busy.
They are growing in popularity, as is 3D printing. I feel like every day we just get more interest and more people realizing that we have these kinds of things in our iLab. Mm-hmm. You know, we had someone today converting a VHS, old VHS tape. You can convert it onto a memory stick or a disc. The potential in the iLab is enormous. Mm-hmm.
And again, these are all free with our library card.
It is all free.
And you don't even need a library card to use the iLab.
Oh my gosh, that is even more exciting.
Uh-huh. We have Crafternoons continuing. Those are Wednesday afternoon craft activities. We have Spiderwebs and Reese coming up. We have the band Blue Dog performing on November 13th. We have book groups that continue to run. The LaDuke book group meets the first Thursday of the month. That's a nonfiction, historical fiction book group.
At the library?
Run it. We meet in the LaDuke dining room.
Oh,
so we
fancy.
Can sit and talk about books just like General LaDuke used to do in
For
his
sure.
library. And we have an evening book group that one of our librarians runs the second Wednesday of the month. We have Book Bingo coming up November 20th.
What is that, please?
Book Bingo is where you come in and you play bingo and you win books for prizes. It's is exactly as it sounds. We have our book sale coming up, our Friends of the Library, November 6th through 9th.
And that is not to be missed. How many times a year do you do this?
They do it twice a year. They do one in the spring and one in the fall. And they start collecting books the week before, so November 1st.
Yep.
You can start to bring your books in.
And we bring them right into
bring
you
them
at
right
the,
into
library.
The library.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
And then you will sell them at this sale.
Yes.
And you've told me in the past that these book donations, the funds, really do change the landscape of what you're able to do at the Pleasant Hill Library.
Absolutely. And Megan could lean in on that, but we can do additional programming.
Yeah.
We can have additional supplies for things like Crafternoon. They've helped us purchase supplies for programs.
Story
you've done
times.
Baby story time
supplies,
toys.
Absolutely.
I mean, we couldn't do everything we do without our friends. So a shout out and gratitude to
Thank
our friends
you.
Of the library
Thank
group.
You.
They are
Thank
all
you.
Volunteers.
And the Friends of the Library, it's the Hastings Library.
Right.
But there are libraries that are associated with the Dakota County Library System all throughout Dakota County. What is it, 9 libraries maybe or something?
10.
10.
But not every library has this Friends of the Library.
We are very lucky. So, and we absolutely celebrate them, and we try to support them as much as we can.
And say thank you as many times
as
many, we can.
Yes, yes.
So is it just forward-thinking people that realize that there was something they could do, book lovers, or whatever? Who are these members?
They are usually people that want to do good for the community, that want to connect the library to resources in the community. They are generally library lovers. Yes, I think that's a stereotype. We could say, but they absolutely are people that want to promote the library more in the community and help us do that. And I just want to mention, we always have a binder in the library for animal art with adoptable animals.
What?
We keep it updated.
Tell us about that, please.
Well, it's got
that's
all
a hardship,
the adopt-
I'm sure, for you to
Oh, I know,
have
to keep
that
and look
it's
at all those cute animals.
Job. To to look at those furry faces.
And twice a year we have a streaming video we put in our iLab on our monitor, so when people walk in the library they can see the beautiful faces of all the adoptable animals at Animal Alert.
Oh my gosh.
And just a reminder to people, we have a calming space in the library for anyone, you know, that has neurodivergent needs. We have a calming space you can come in and use in the library that is open when the library's open.
And what does that look like, that space?
It's got a sound machine, it's got nice muted lighting, it's got a marble wall that lights up, it's got fidgets, it's got a place to sit for a young person or an adult, all kinds of activities.
So it's a very
calming,
soothing room.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And you don't have to show a card or anything, you just zippity-doo
that. It's right there, and you can, if you want to come to the library, just know that it's there.
No
if you need to
asked.
Utilize it. Yes, absolutely. And then just quickly before Megan, we have Winter Reads coming up for the adults. That kicks off January 14th with Trivia Mafias coming for that.
I don't know a thing about what you're just talking about, so give the details of that, please.
Winter Reads is our adult reading program.
Yes.
In the summer, it's all about the kids. In the winter, it's the adults. We do a sponsor a reading program for them. So, and you can...
Is it like a book club? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just you enter, and then you get your name put in our weekly prize drawings.
Okay.
We have a kickoff event, which this time it's going to be Trivia Mafia, and we have a big display for it. This year, stay tuned, because we're really going to up our game on our display for Winter Reads. We're already planning that. And then you win weekly prize bundles. So it's just a way to encourage adults to read during the winter. So that's coming up as well. And then last say Hastings Reads is in February.
Oh my gosh, one of my favorite. It's a citywide event, right?
It's multi-partner event. And it's Anton Trurier is our author. Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask is the book for adult and teen, and for teen and middle grade, it's Where Wolves Don't Die.
Oh my
gosh.
So
that's been announced.
Speaking of bigger and better and expanding, the Hastings Reads group, the committee that is organizing that is also to stay tuned for that, because they're trying new things and expanding too. So lots happening on the adult front. It's going to be a very fun fall and winter.
It sure sounds like it. You hit on some of those labs, though. So in that iLab area or whatever you're calling it, you have the sewing machines.
Two sewing machines.
You have this 3D printer.
Two 3D printers.
Wow. What else is in there?
The video conversion that we were talking about earlier, you can transfer any VHS, like home videos. A gentleman just this morning was digitizing a concert that he had seen. It was in black and white, so I can't tell you quite when, but sure, he was taking a VHS and turning it into a digital file.
Paper cutter.
Paper cutter.
You can make beautiful cards.
Absolutely. Button
maker.
One
of those Cricut things or whatever.
It's like a Cricut. Yep. It's Cricut-esque.
Yep. Okay.
we have a button
in the
maker.
Family. Yeah,
right.
Button maker.
A laminator.
Laminator.
Oh,
a book binder. You can make a
comb binder.
Yep, comb binder. You can make a little booklet.
And again,
that's off the
if
top
you
of the
have
head.
Not
sure
been
more.
To the library, you need to just go to the library and walk around.
Absolutely.
And
we're
see
more than
all
happy
the great
to give
stuff.
A tour of anything that you just mentioned.
And what do we have upcoming for kids?
So for kids, if you were not already tired of dates and times, here's some more. So for MEA weekend on the 16th and 17th of October, we've got a potions party on Thursday.
Okay, what does that entail?
We are going to make things fizz and bubble and brew, put magical concoctions
together. Right before Halloween,
exactly.
How perfect.
And then that next day, the 17th, Friday, we're having a fall party, make some fall crafts, some STEM stuff, all about my personal favorite season, fall. And then speaking of being out in the community, the library is excited once again to go back to the Hastings High School on Friday, October 24th for their Halloween community party. And then back to the Candy Crawl with the Downtown Business Association, which I think were some of those folks here recently
too.
So happy to be partnering with them once again.
And our outreach van will be there.
And our outreach van is going to be there on Sunday, October 26th. So come see us at those Halloween and fall events. And then if we're looking forward to early winter on December 1st, if we can talk about December already, cough, cough, that's a Monday, we're having a video games in real life party. So we're going to be bringing Mario and Roblox, Minecraft, all of those characters and games to life, obstacle courses, crafts, and of course playing the video games too. And then that interesting time in between Christmas and New Year's, if you celebrate, 29th through 31st, we are having open play for winter break. No school, so we're opening up the library meeting room and having toys and blocks and everything out there too. So that's just coming up for the kids' side of things from
that
now until the end of the year.
That is very exciting.
I know. know.
So in your rooms, let's talk about that. You can actually rent your rooms for meetings, for book clubs, for...
Absolutely.
Condo boards.
Yeah. Yes.
Basically, the only thing you can't do is like run a small business from our meeting rooms. But yeah, community space is the phrase that I like to use. You can have any sort of meeting, celebration kind of. Yeah.
We would call or we
can do it online on our website. Okay. You can also call. Either one works.
Okay. To reserve.
To reserve. We have 5 walk-in study rooms. First come, first served.
Yes.
So if you need a 2-person room, you can come in. Those cannot be reserved. If they're open, you can walk in and it's all yours. 2 conference rooms, smaller conference rooms. Mm-hmm. One is 4 people, one is roughly 10. Mm-hmm. Then we have a large meeting room, and that's for all large groups.
And is that where you have your story time, Megan?
Yep, that's our large meeting room. We've got story times from now until the end of October on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And what are the times and the age groups for those, please?
So Tuesday mornings are my big kid story times, which is just my 2 to 6-year-old friends, and that's 10 to 10:30. And then Thursdays from 10 to 10:30, we have babies, and so I get to play with the babies on Thursday mornings. That's always fun. And that's from now until the last week of October. And just speaking of meeting rooms, by the way, quick plug for our self-service carts, because we mentioned reserving meeting rooms. And so the library is open for book checkouts, computer usage, meeting room reservations with that self-service card from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
And that's something.
And on holidays.
And on holidays,
which is
too.
Really yep. great. And yeah. my understanding is it's working super well.
It is. And we have regular users that and new users all the time. Mm-hmm. What is this? Whoa, how do we do this? How do we get this card? You know, people that used to sit outside and wait for the library to open. They can come in now and they can use the space before it's staffed.
Which is going to be great as the weather gets cold.
You mentioned your outreach van. Mm-hmm. Is that like the new version of the bookmobile? What's that like, please?
I think kind of.
It doesn't check out books.
It doesn't check out books. Okay. But if we're thinking of a bookmobile as sort of like a library on the go representation, sort of bringing the energy, the van is full of games and candy and toys, things like that. That's how I would best describe the outreach van. Its name is Van Gogh.
That's cute.
And so Van Gogh and the lovely staff that make Van Gogh run, they were and are everywhere and anywhere in the community. Including here in Hastings. So, yeah, that's our outreach van. Take a look at that for our candy crawl.
And I just want to give a shout out. One of the most valuable resources in the library is the staff.
Yeah.
So I just want to give a shout out to the Pleasant Hill Library staff, who are the most dedicated bunch of people.
Aww,
that, I mean, every day, it's customer service is number
one. You as
one.
Well, Jill. And include yourself in that
Absolutely.
Wonderful category.
I just want
category.
To give them a shout out. This summer, as we said, I'm going to say it again, it was epic. And that was due to the staff.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you do for the community. It's so fun. And again, if you have not been to a library, start with the Pleasant Hill Library. You're going to be just shocked at all the great things going on there. And you have books, I heard.
Yeah, we do.
We do have books.
Oh, did we forget
too.
To mention that?
And just the last comment, no need to memorize dates, times, or anything. I know we threw a lot out there, but all that information on anything we talked about is on our Dakota County Library website, too. So stop on in, go online, follow up with on anything we talked about, and we'll happily see you at the library.
Can't wait. We want to thank our guests today, Manager Jill Bambanek and Megan Conan, who is a children's librarian.
That's right.
At the Pleasant Hill Library in Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.